Before there was time, there was chaos. A great frothing mass of existence and non-existence and time without time, just frothing in a big old ball of froth. But after a while, a few eons to be specific, the great mass equilibrialized into a light half and a dark half, more or less. And at the middle where the two halves met was the great cosmic estuary. And out of the great cosmic estuary came the great cosmic planet of the Titans. Now, after the planet emerged, it was followed by its inhabitants. There was a great golden Takin, and a horse, and a boar, and a peacock. And they were followed by an eagle, and a dragon, and a wolf, and a tiger. And then a gorilla came out. And so these creatures lived harmoniously on the planets of the Titans, until one day the birds laid their eggs. The peacock laid a white egg, and the eagle laid a black egg, and they fused together after an epic bird fight into the great weird bird that birthed the gray egg. And then they split back apart. Now one day the boar came lumbering along, and he accidentally ate the black egg after mistaking it for a tasty snack. And this enraged the eagle, and so the eagle swooped in and killed the boar, after which the dragon slithered in and killed the eagle, after which the wolf came in and snatched up the dragon, and then the tiger came in and killed the wolf. And so, to put a stop to all of this violence, the gorilla came and he killed the wolf, or the tiger, I don't remember. And so, he pulled everybody out. He pulled out the wolf and the tiger and the dragon and the eagle and the egg and now the boar, and he's found the black egg, and he said, you have done this. And so he smashed it, and it exploded with evil goo in his face, and his eyes began to glow red, and he went mad. He created a massive army and a monster with 100 heads and a great cosmic hurricane, and he unleashed his rage upon the universe. But then all of this rage began to create giant fires, and these fires incubated the white egg, and so it began to glow, and its surface began to bubble and crack, and light came out of these cracks, and someone was moving inside, but the evil space gorilla was too busy being an evil space gorilla until something caught his attention in the form of a giant explosion. And there, standing in the ruins of the white egg, was the Sun God. His fires extinguished all of the evil fires and sucked back into him, and he exploded with power and rage of his own. And he unleashed that rage upon the evil space gorilla's army and the monster and the hurricane. He charged up a giant laser beam of sunlight and then fired it right into the evil space hurricane. And it punched a hole in it, and the clouds began to dissipate. And then he was taking on the army and fighting his way towards the giant monster, which he grabbed and flung off into space. So then he turned to the evil space gorilla and said, you're my guy. So he fired a giant laser beam into the evil space gorilla's face and busted up his eye. And so the evil space gorilla, clutching his wound, retreated to the far depths of space. Now, exhausted and wounded from his battle, the Sun God collapsed. I went into a deep, deep sleep.